Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Rolling through the big show on the radio.
Hello, this is Robert Goulet, and you're listening to the Pride of the Red States, John Boy and Billy, right here on the big show. Some enchanted morning, you may hear the big show. Where's my big bag? Who can't be topical?
Thursday, April 11th, and the big show's on the radio. Hey, big show, gang.
Howdy.
Been here in our places. Absolutely. Look at that late April 11th here. Look down. It's National Barbershop Quartet Day. Wow, great memories. To start, me and Bubba. Hey, Eddie, remember me and Creech and Bubba and Kevin Hunter would... We'd sing in the halls of school. We'd get outside of Miss Payne's door and always serenade her. We would have our little break. We're pretty good. We'd carry tuned.
Hello.
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 Hello. We used to sing the old Jefferson Pilot. You know, we talk about the basketball, NCAA, men's college ball. Been talking with Sorensen, of course, and Pac-Man. We'll just talk about growing up there and singing the Jefferson Pilot song. Do y'all remember it? Were you around here in North Carolina?
No.
Sail with the pilot, boom, all the way. He's got plans for every growing family. Worries are far behind you. Don't have the pilot guide you. So sail with the pilot, boom, all the way. So get on board the pilot ship today. Ha! And I think that's the same tune as Valleydale. Hooray for Valleydale.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Hooray for Valleydale. Remember the little pigs with the marching band? Yep. For your time, Dan. Yeah,
it was black and
Valleydale
white.
Valleydale sausage.
It was a black and white ad. Yeah, I remember it.
Valleydale wieners. Yeah, all right, man.
Hey,
that was my good
wieners.
Memories.
Okay. Good times.
All right, well, let's see what else national
are we
days.
Done?
No, we got several more here. See if... It reams with excitement. National Cheese Fondue Day.
Ooh.
Remember the first time you went to one of them restaurants where you put the meat on the long wooden stick and you baked it or you just set it in the cheese? Mm-hmm.
And then they brought the bill and you went, what?
That used to be our Christmas Eve dinner before. Yeah, we would did that. Yeah.
At home?
I didn't know they had restaurants. Yeah, at home. I didn't know that restaurants did it.
I think there was only one around here, but it was awful expensive.
Yeah. I kind of remember. That's the only one I've been to, I guess. All right. Yep.
All I just remember hearing is, put your fork down, put your fork down. No, don't hit your brother with the fork.
Well, that sounds awful.
What about 8-track tape day?
Okay.
Originally called the Stereo 8. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah,
I know you did. Yeah. I didn't know that. 8-track, all right. Only thing, it would like change tracks right in the middle of a song.
And they didn't have to do that. They could have put a little effort into it.
I was wondering, are they black market or bootleg tapes that did
that?
The cues
wrong?
It was like the real one.
Yeah, it had like this metal foil that was embedded in the tape. It was an endless loop tape. And it would cross over these two conductors inside, and that metal foil would cause it to...
Yeah, well, it lost interest. Anyway, so it was Led Zeppelin. Here's what I remember. Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'd get them where they'd fade it down. Just before the funk.
Well, just tell you, I know it didn't really sound that good.
I'm waiting for you to go, Wieners!
National Pet Day. All right, we got that. National Submarine Day. All right. United States Navy. Old buddy Joe Lucas was on a submarine. It didn't affect him any. National Living Donor Day. Living Donor Day. All right, if you are an organ donor and you're living... is your day. All right. Mark out on your driver's license if you hadn't, right?
Yeah, a living donor would be like somebody donates a kidney or bone marrow.
Oh, okay.
Or part of their liver.
Oh, the liver's the greatest. It grows so fast. You know, if you're a donor and you donate a section from your liver, your own liver reproduces within a few weeks.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. When Hansen was talking about, he did that and used it as a doorstop.
Right.
Bitty bop. Hey, happy Liver Day. No, it's not. Okay. So we're all awake. We get 3 dates in history. First prize pack out and get to win them again. And you know that's the way we roll. Big Joe's on the radio. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Let's get you going here. The first prize pack of the day. Get outdoors. A 1-year subscription to Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers magazine. Plus some LS Tractor swag. If you go to lstractorusa.com, you'll find your local dealer. Learn why customers start blue and stay blue. 3 dates in history where we get our categories. April the 11th. a lot of words. 1989, U.S. issued a patent number. No, I'm not going to. Reginald Grooms of Conway, South Carolina. All right. And then Conway, Reggie, got an ear-mounted alarm clock.
Okay.
It was a digital alarm, so tiny it can be hidden in the ear and used to awaken the wearer without disturbing others.
See, I feel like if I got to get up early... everybody's got to get up early. I want the loudest. Don't you feel that way?
No.
No, I think that's just part of your little meanness.
Well, maybe.
I think your wife should drop this little tiny alarm clock into your ear hole wake you up at weird hours.
My wife can sleep through anything.
I know. We just talked about that.
Oh, if I didn't kick her out of bed, she would sleep to 1, 2, 3 o'clock every day. I don't know how she does it.
You go, Doodles. He leaves the house, just climb back in that bed.
I guarantee you right now she's asleep.
It's probably because she didn't go to bed until like 4 a.m.
You don't have to get up before the sun comes up. Don't worry about it. All right, then let's move up to 1999. An accountant oversaw 6 employees as they completed their 5th and final day of counting the dollar bills, covering the ceiling and some walls at McGuire's Irish Pub and Brewery in Pensacola, Florida.
I always wondered how those don't get stolen.
Yeah, you wouldn't think people would help themselves.
So to see why they did, Because, well, they won't see how much it had. Okay. Makes sense. $150,000 was what they
crazy.
Counted.
Yeah.
In dollar bills. All right.
Oh, they had to report it to the IRS.
That's what. Oh, so, okay. Yeah. Wait a minute. Well, so they had to do that every April.
Because more dollars would be added to the original amount, right?
Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
And so now, okay, well, they've made a big event out of it. They've been featured on a lot of TV shows. So that is happening today, it should be, down in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
y'all power of a lot of words right there. You get the whole story.
See? And we covered two categories with that as well.
And wow. The count is now well over $500,000.
All right. There you go. All right, then. Well, we read it. Let's play. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play Outburst. What, Tay?
I thought it was a good story.
It was worth it.
Yeah, whatever.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Thursday morning. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Hoyt, pool party at the Hog Farmer's House. Search for keywords, pool party. That ain't my boy. Oh, no. Okay, check it out there. Yeah, I told you, keywords, pool party. When you hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to James, Wildman Wilson, Phil Campbell. How many names you got?
We'll have a big show
time. You did that better. James Wildman Wilson.
Wildman Wilson.
Phil Campbell, Alabama.
Phil Campbell, Alabama. That's right.
Okay, that's where you are. Wildman Wilson.
Yeah, that's where we're from.
Okay.
Sure enough. How about y'all?
Phil Campbell. No, we just Charlotte, just first name.
Hey, Wildman.
The city was named after a queen.
Hey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Y'all doing good today?
Yeah, we're good, man. Good. Well, good, James. Sounds like you are wide awake and ready to go. Let's get you through these three categories and get that prize pack. You ready?
All right. Yeah.
5 seconds. Give us three things people put in their ears. Ready, go.
Let's see. Hearing aids, Q-tips, and earplugs.
Bam. Now, James.
Bam, bam.
We need. Yeah. Three things an accountant does. Ready, go.
He can do your taxes. He can reconcile your bank statement. He can calculate that paycheck.
All right. Reconciling bank statements. I like it. And here you go, James. For the win, give us three things in a pub. Ready, go.
Well, you got that pool table, you got that beer, and you got some of them darts.
James sounded like he'd be fun to hang out with, Wildman Wilson.
Hey, we is ready to go with a 50-year-old cougar and a pair of high heels. Come on.
Hey, Wildman.
Oh, boy.
Here comes Jackie.
And the girls. All right, James, will you hang on? Jackie, hook you up with that prize package, buddy.
Hey, you going to let me give a shout-out?
Of course.
Let me give a shout out to all my family, my friends, and all the veterans from Phil Campbell, Alabama. And hey, where's Rayford at?
Where's that? Hopefully heaven.
Tell him I said no, huh?
We sure will. Pass that along, Dad.
Okay.
All right, James. Hang on, my buddy. All right. right, we're going to jump out. Catch you up on your news right on the other side. Our time capsule. I dig it up early. And then Murray, see what our agent's doing.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Yo, what's up? I know what's up. Y'all fools in here trying to carry out. I'm trying to do my business. Jackie, go see if you can find that boy for me. He's over there climbing around on something like she the monkey bars or something. Welcome to Axe Ike, the man with all the 411 you need to handle all them whatchamacallit introspersonal relationship. Now, dig this. Dear Ike, that me. I need to get some 411 on how to get involved with a good-looking woman. I work two jobs, which makes it seem next to impossible to find time to look for a woman. Now, when I was in high school, it was easy for me. Now, a few years after, I'm having the hardest time trying to hook up with a woman. Does you have any advice for me as how I can find someone? Is there any hope for me? I'm sure many of your expertise can help out. He punching the right button. Sincerely, Adam Wayford. Dear brother Adam. Although you don't have the benefits of being a living legend of love like Ike here on, Sam, women's ain't never too hard to come by, even for dudes like you. And while it's never easy to find that certain woman, it is certain you can find an easy woman. Ain't that right, Thinky Bear? Let me preach on it. Now, you say you had no trouble getting the hookup when you was in high school. Dude, nobody did. What with all them moans floating around all over the place, then what you call hormones and Sonny and Cher moans and Testaverde moans? Man, all that love stinking up the air, you get the hookup just sitting in detention. Ask me how I know. But nowadays, you so busy working two jobs, you ain't got time to look for a woman. Two jobs? What is you, Jamaican? Brother, there ain't no sense in you doing everything. You trying to tell like ain't no women's working where you working? What you doing, man? Working in a church like one of them monostatuaries with all them monkeys chanting all over the place? Man, there's women everywhere. And by working two jobs, you should be doubling your chances, my brother. Now, hopefully you is working a night job. Now, see, this makes it a whole lot easier to work in some hanky-panky on the boss's back. See, some of the hottest, most freakiest women on the planet wakes at night. They're like a race of wild-loving hoochie mama vampires, man. They is everywhere. This is especially true in warehouses, whole houses, and all-night pancake houses. And while it's true some is hot, some is not. So getting busy after dark, or not urinally in scientific terms, makes it a whole lot easier to satisfy your animal urges if your hoe don't win place or show, you dig? Now, if all else fails, my brother, you get you a job in one of them high-end shoe stores. You'll find plenty of fine-looking women. Hone your skills as a player. And if them low-down skankies give you that trifling attitude, at least you'll be in the right place to offer them that 2-for-1 foot-in booty sale. This is Ike. Peace out, Patrick!
If you would like to ask Ike, mail to Ask Ike, 801 Woodridge Center Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28217.
Patrick, you gonna make me get some of that DNA test?
John Boy and Billy.
Listen to the whip-wing rhythm of the woodwinds as it rolls a wound and a wound, and it comes out here.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. See if anybody's on the desk with our talent agency this morning.
What in the world?
Hello, Red Hot Talent Incorporated.
Hey, is this Murray?
No, this is.
What in the world are you doing answering your own phone, man? Where's Seal?
Oh, she's taking the day off.
Is she sick?
No. Her youngest sister's at the hospital having a baby.
Really? Well, tell her congratulations.
Ooh, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Why not?
Think about it, babe. Her youngest sister is having a baby. How do you think that makes her feel? I mean, she's been searching for a man to raise a family with since she was 16 years old. Yeah. She's been stuck in a hopeless rut for the last 30 years. Do you have any idea what that's like? Wait, of course you do. Sorry, babe. I forgot who I was talking to.
Well, so if Seal's been looking for a man since she was 16, and that was 30 years ago, that would make her...
really mad if she found out I shared those numbers with her.
Okay, so you're like a one-man band around there today, huh?
Oh, yeah. And we got big stuff happening, too, babe. Just signed a high-profile new client from the world of TV who only became available a few days ago.
Oh, yeah. Who is it?
Gary Busey.
Oh.
Gary Busey. Are you serious?
What's wrong with Gary Busey?
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. Murray, that guy's kind of a loose cannon.
Oh, like I've never signed a loose cannon.
What, did you watch Celebrity Apprentice? It was a train wreck.
Oh, like I've never signed a train wreck.
Yeah, but come on. This guy looks like he's about 6 months from killing somebody.
Oh, like I've never signed a guy 6 months before he killed somebody.
What kind of gig could you possibly get for Gary Busey?
Well, since you asked, I am pitching him for a new TV sitcom. Gary plays a wacky stay-at-home dad who gets in all kind of trouble with his best friend, Ethel. It's called I Love Busey.
Sounds like a long shot.
Well, I've also got some feelers out to the James Bond people.
Gary Busey as James Bond?
No, of course not. He'd be playing 007's arch enemy, Busey Galore, an evil genius bent on conquering the world.
Evil, maybe. Genius, I don't know.
Hey, if I could talk him into a sex change, he could be the mysterious femme fatale Octa-Busey.
Hey, got anything that's not just a pun on his last name?
Well, let's see. There's a spokesmodel gig for a non-dairy dessert topping called Busey Whip.
I'll take that as a no.
Well, scoff if you will, my ball-capped young friend. But I'll have you know I have a long track record of turning marginal talent into well-known household names.
Like who?
Like Antonio Santaflush, Salvatore Neosporin, Kathleen Midol, and my all-time greatest success, Mr. Peter Viagra. Trust me, Jimbo, I know what I'm doing. Hold on, babe. Bigger name on the other line.
Who is it?
I don't know. I haven't picked up the phone yet.
Then how do you know it's a bigger name?
Because it's not you, silly. Hey, listen, babe. Let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo.
What?
Call me.
Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW.
only on the DK Horse app. Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio.
Hello. Flimsy Premise here. And when I'm on this side of the pond, I get my daily dose of culture and edification every morning from these two delightful lads, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. You know, I hate to break it to you boys, but where I come from, you're all Yankees. Oh, well, I thought it was funny.
A Big Show on the radio. A while ago, we heard our first contest in the morning outburst. Old Wild Man Wilson from Phil Campbell, Alabama. Talking about Robert D. Raybert. We have a little salute to Rave Daddy when he was on a Kyle Petty charity ride across America. And you know, Rave was on the very first one. It's on him every year. We was just amazed at old rascal. There and drive cross country. Well, anyway, there's one coming up, and Kyle Petty will join us right here on the Big Show in minutes. Hope y'all can hang around. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show Zona Radio. Well, y'all, it is time for the Kyle Petty Charity Ride Across America, the 28th anniversary, wow. And we have the man on the line right now. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy. Man, Kyle, I can't believe it. 28 years, the 28th anniversary of you guys raising money for charities. And we're going to get, I want you to comment on the Victory Junction Gang Camp that I can't believe this is the 20th anniversary for that. All right, I'm going to turn you loose, buddy. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, listen, thanks for having me. Listen, I can't believe I'm still riding motorcycles after 28 years. The only thing more amazing than that is you guys are still on the radio. That's the dangest thing I've ever seen. That's the only thing that eclipses me. So here's the deal. So 28 years, we should be at 30, but that dadgum social disease got in our way there. Right. Called COVID, and it messed us up for a couple of years. But, yeah, 28 years we've been doing this. It's crazy, man. We've gone every which way you could go, from north to south, east to west, west to east. We've gone everywhere. And, you know, we're all getting older. When we started this thing, we were 33 or 34. Now we're a little bit older, so we're doing regional rides and stuff. This year we're leaving Rushmore and we're going back to Victory Junction because it is our 20th anniversary. We're going down through Nebraska and across Iowa and over to Indianapolis and the Churchill Downs and to the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and down to Bristol, Tennessee, and over to Victory Junction. But all the stuff we rode by for the previous 25 years, we're trying to leisurely stop and get off and use our walkers and go look at it all now. So that's kind of what we're doing. But camp, I cannot believe camp. Camp has just been phenomenal. We had a gala a week or so ago at the Hall of Fame, at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Had tons of people there. It is just, we have been so incredibly blessed. It's been 24 years since Adam's accident, and still feels like yesterday to me. But I tell you what, with these kids that come through camp, they change my life, man. They change my heart. They change everything about me, and they're just amazing, amazing kids. And Victory Junction is just an amazing place.
Well, I tell you what, Kyle, you know, can't say this enough, man. You take a tragedy, of course, the most horrific tragedy that a parent could imagine. And in Adam's honor, what you do with Victory Junction Gang, that's just awesome, buddy.
Yeah, you know what? I tell people this all the time, man, and I mean it. You know, it is obviously, you know, to lose a son, to lose a child, is just, my heart goes out to every parent that has ever walked in those shoes. And it's just so horrendous. But at the same time, we've just been so blessed. We've had 120,000, 125,000 kids.
Wow.
That camp has touched through camp and through our REACH program that goes to different hospitals like Levine and Presbyterian, just all these hospitals that we visit and you see these kids, and it's just so amazing. And I tell people this all the time. It's easy to pat yourself on the back and say, look what I did. Look what we did. Look what the NASCAR community did. But when you see these kids, man, they give you back 100 million times that. It's look what they do. Look what they do for us. They give us hope. They give us a spirit. They give us so much back. So I am humbled to be in their presence every week. And it is. You're right. It is. It changes your life to lose a child. But at the same time, I feel incredibly blessed to have 125,000 other kids that are part of my life.
And y'all, if you cannot, you know, go on the ride, you can support Victory Junction Gang Camp. And that's what we should do for those here. What the wonderful work that you're doing for these hundreds of thousands of kids, Kyle. That's unbelievable. So what would you say? Where could people go? To KylePettyCharityRide.com? Would that be the best?
Yes, that's it. Listen, go to KylePettyCharityRide.com. Follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, or by the time this radio show is over with, whatever other social media platform somebody's come up with.
Yeah.
Just follow us everywhere you can follow us. You can also go to victoryjunction.org, volunteer to be a camper. If you know of any child that can come to camp, it's totally free for all kids that come to camp. And that's what we try to do on this motorcycle ride. We're going through South Dakota, we're recruiting kids to come to camp. When we go through Indiana for the Cal Petty Charity Ride, we're recruiting kids to come to camp. And that's what it's all about, man. You guys have always, always, always helped us. Always sent kids to camp. People say they hear about it on this show, and I appreciate it more than you will ever know. But, yeah, that's the deal, man. Just send kids. We'll take care of them for a week. We're going to send them back to you. Understand that. We don't want them forever. Okay? We don't want them forever. We're going to send them back to you. But, man, we'll keep them for a week, and we'll take care of them.
That's it, y'all. KylePettyCharityRide.com on Twitter, /KylePetty. Facebook, KylePetty45. Instagram, KylePetty. So keep up with it, and let's raise some more money. Kyle, be careful, buddy, and what the heck? Let's meet here next year and do it again.
Let's do it again, man. Let's do it again. There's going to be more kids that need to go next year, so let's do it again.
All right, Kyle. Thank you so much, buddy. Be safe.
Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. All right, then. Well, let's go ahead and play our John Boy Jeopardy, huh? Well, right here, did I tell you about the prospect? Yeah, I did. Top of the hour, so let's jump on in here. Let's review yesterday's question. In May of 2001, Pizza Hut paid the Russian government $1 million to deliver one of their pizzas to this well-known facility.
The International Space Station.
That's right. They got pizzas here.
They know.
Today's John Boy Jeopardy. In 1894, this company became the first to offer a redeemable consumer coupon for its product.
What is Hot Pocket?
I don't think they were around 1894.
You don't know? Were you there?
Matter of fact, I think I had one for lunch yesterday. What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Come on, we play John Boy Jeopardy next. Morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. We got a featured track from the Big Show Bitbox. Help you build that John Boy and Billy album for the next special occasion with the Big Show friend or family member on your list. I'll keep a list. Pool party at the hog farmer's house. Call from Hoyt. Search for keywords pool party. And hit the bitbox at thebigshow.com. Rayford's pig noise is not included. We're going to have Adam here. All right, we got it. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jet Buddy. And now a man who turned down a coupon for a free vasectomy over the holidays. But he's been humming "I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas" ever since. He's John Boy.
Well, thank you. Hey, to Michael out of Stanfield, North Carolina. Good morning, Michael. Oh, wait a minute, man. That ain't Michael. This is the Ricky. This should be Ricky from Greenville, North Carolina. We're working from the bottom up here, right there. Hey, Ricky, is that you?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
All right, good, man.
Ricky!
I'm much better now. All right. So, Ricky, you got the first shot at today's John Boy Jeopardy. 1894, this company became the first to offer a redeemable consumer coupon for its product. 1894. What you thinking there, Ricky?
I'm thinking it's probably Sears and Roebuck.
Sears and Roebuck. Let's see.
Something is safe.
They have been around a while.
Good while, yeah.
Like that. Well, Ricky, we appreciate you playing, buddy. Hope you have a great day.
Yes, sir. Can I give a shout-out?
You sure can.
To my lovely wife, Ginger, my daughter, Anna, and my four dogs, Scooter, Luna, Coca-Lina, and Elliot.
Well, nice, Ricky. Appreciate you and your whole family. Listen to the Big Show, buddy. Y'all have a great day.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good to be loved. You can tell you got it going on, buddy. All right. Now, this should be Michael out of Stanfield, North Carolina. Is that you, Michael?
Yes, sir. It sure is. How you doing this morning?
Man, we are awesome. All right. So you are next up at the shot at it. What company, 1894, the first to use a redeemable coupon?
I'm going to go with old Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Something is safe.
You got it, buddy.
All right.
It was for a free glass of Coca-Cola anywhere it was sold.
Yeah, really worked because a lot of people hadn't even tasted it yet. But free, sure, I'll give it a
1894,
shot.
1894, man. All right.
Nothing to lose.
Well, Michael, look at you. You got the big old Southern Ease Pets pack for your furry friends. Southern Ease.
All right.
Bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies. Don't be confused with the bacon, though. It always throws me off, too, especially in the dog aisle. Michael, if you hang on, Jackie will hook you up.
Hey, can I give you a shout-out right quick?
Of course.
Buddy, I've been a truck driver for 34 years and been listening to y'all the whole time. I prayed for y'all when we lost Dub, prayed for we lost Rayford, and I prayed for you when you was sick with your health problems, brother. Man. Appreciate everything y'all done and all the laughter that you give us out here on the road through the years.
Wow, buddy. I tell you what, man, that means so much to us. You had no idea, man.
True.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, those days I didn't want to get him go. Things in my personal life bothered me, but y'all made me laugh, and I kicked life in the butt and kept on trucking.
Boy.
Well, honor to be here for you, Michael. Thank you so much, buddy.
Sir, it's an honor to know y'all all these years. Y'all take care.
All right, buddy. You keep between the ditches, and you hang on, Jackie. Hook you up.
Yes, sir.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. And we promised a little fun we had. Rayford was on one of them Kyle Petty charity rides right after this report. Here we go. This big show on the radio a few minutes ago. Got up with our buddy Kyle Petty to talk about this year's Kyle Petty Charity Ride Across America, kicking off Saturday, May 4th in Deadwood, South Dakota. We're going to wind up in Greensboro, North Carolina. A lot of big show cities and towns in between. We're going to North Platte, Nebraska, Omaha, Bettendorf, Iowa, Indianapolis, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Bristol, Virginia. Y'all be sure to check out Kyle Petty. What's that deal again there, Tate?
KylePettyCharityRide.com.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And then we're talking about Robert D. Rafe, of course, been on every one of them. So this is something based on something that really happened to Rafe. When nature calls, when you're covering all that ground on two wheels on the road, sometime you got to go poopy.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Please don't do the noise. That's too creepy. Let's see what we came up with based on our boy.
Francis Ford Owensby presents Robert D. Rayford in his first starring role in a major motion picture.
Don't look like one you know. Don't look like one you know. Hope nobody can see me if I'm up there on the road. There's a good log. Oh, there's a penny. I'll find me some leaves here. Let's see.
Robert D. Rayford in Forrest Gump, based on a true story.
Oh, Lord. Oh. I can hold this down myself. There's a Rafe monster for you. Oh, hello, officer.
Forrest Gump from Revco Embassy Pictures, rated R. Yeah.
It's a big show on the radio, and now, Mr. Rhubarb.
Hello, Americans. I'm Mr. Rhubarb, and this is Carpool University. Everything you need to know about an important subject in less time than it takes for mom and dad to drop you off at school. How's it going so far?
A little rough.
Today's subject, economics. Now, don't make that face. Mr. Rhubarb makes learning fun.
Prove it.
There's been a lot of talk lately about how the government needs more money to pay its bills. Some people say we should get it by raising taxes on rich people. After all, they can afford it, right? Sounds good, until you look at how the tax system works. Let me preach on it. Say 10 guys go to a bar to have a few beers. The bill at the end is $100. You'd think each guy would pay $10. But if they paid for the beer the way we pay taxes, it would go something like this. The first four guys who make the least money would pay $0.
Well,
pretty sweet. Guy number five would pay $1. Guy number six would pay $3. Guy seven, $7. Guy eight, $12. And guy nine, $19. Well, guy number 10, the guy who makes the most money, would pay $59.
Wow.
This is what people in the government call fairness. One night, the owner of the bar says, "You know what? I'm going to give you guys a discount for being such good customers. Instead of $100, from now on, your bill will be only $80. How should the guys divide up the $20 they saved? They decide to split the savings based on how much each guy put in before. So now, the bill would break down like this. Stay with me. This is where it gets tricky.
Okay.
Guy number five, the one who paid $1 before, doesn't pay anything, just like the first four guys.
Okay.
Guy number six, who paid $3, now pays $2. Guy number seven, who paid $7, pays $5. Guy number eight, who paid $12, pays $9. Guy number nine, who paid $19, pays $12. And guy number 10, who paid $59, pays $52. Everybody is paying less. In fact, five guys are getting their beer for free. Are they happy? Not a chance. Guy number six says, "Hey, how come we saved $20, but I only got $1 of it?" Guy number seven says, "Yeah." Guy number 10 got $7 back, and I only got $2. Guy number five says, "You think that's bad? What about me? I only saved $1. And this is the guy who's now getting free beer.
Right.
And the four guys who were already drinking free say, "We didn't get any money back. This sucks. Let's all get the rich guy." So the first nine guys beat up guy number 10 and steal his wallet. The next time the group meets, guy number 10 doesn't show up.
Well,
when the bill comes, they find out they're $52 short.
Uh-oh.
Luckily, a Chinese guy at the end of the bar says he'll loan them the money so they can keep drinking.
Oh, okay.
And that, kiddies, is how America pays its taxes. This story teaches us three things. If the United States was a bar, a lot of people would be drinking for free. The ones with the best deal would complain about it the most. And if you decide to beat up on the rich guy, you end up owing a Chinese guy a lot of money. Well, look like mom's pulling up in front of the school. So that's it for another edition of Carpool University. Till next time, this is Mr. Rhubarb saying, this is Mr. Rhubarb. Now quit picking your nose, get in there and learn something.
Good morning, the Big Show is on your radio.
I'll tell you, I never seen anything like it in my life. The sun's barely up, there's food everywhere, flying through the air on plates and bowls and hands. People eat them with their fingers, their feet, other people's feet. It's unbelievable. And oi, what a spread you can't imagine. Ribs and chicken and biscuits and whole pigs on a great big stick. That's what it's like at the John Boy and Billy Big Show. It's a buffet from start to finish. There should be a cover charge, I'll tell you. The only thing missing, napkins. I guess that's what your shirt is for. Oi, vein and dry cleaning bill. Oh, my head. You gonna eat that?
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.